Be the one to swim upstream and you'll get to your destination. Just because everyone is swimming downstream does not mean that they are going in the right direction. Hello, I'm David Cummings with Business Video Marketing Strategies and Wealthy Change Talk. Expand your business exposure with video and other hot social methods, and in order to make a real difference and develop the secrets of making more money online. There is just so much potential and we need to unlock that vault. Which leads us in today's special guest, which is one of the leading presentation experts in the Philadelphia area, the author of the great book, Red Hot Presentations, How to Write and Deliver a Talk So That You Get More Clients, Make More Money, and Become Famous in Your Niche. I would like to welcome Judy Cohen.
Hello. Thank you for having me, David.
It is great to have you on the line. Now, I noticed you're quite a celebrity, if I may use that term. And you've got a lot of things on your website which talk about being a celebrity.
Yes, I think that we can all become a little bit famous. You know, we don't have to just leave it to the stars in Hollywood and throughout the world, that we can all just find our little space and have our moment of fame and fortune.
Mm-hmm. And if we do that in the right direction, we'd definitely attract some more people as well.
Oh, absolutely. Because if we use speaking as our platform and get our expertise known in the world, we will attract a lot of attention. We want those raving fans coming for us and for all that we have to offer.
Yeah, well, that's really, really what we're after in business as well, making sure we can actually move forward and not be stagnant waiting for people to come and knocking on our doors, but we'd rather attract them to ourselves.
Absolutely. So we really need to be proactive with our own careers and position ourselves as the experts that we are so mm-hmm. that people know what we have to offer. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And nobody knows your own business like yourself. So it's up to us to make it happen.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Now, you've got this book, which is Speaking Success Secrets that people can actually grab from your site as well. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, people can go onto my website, which is www.redhotpresentations.com, and they can get a free copy of my book, Speaking Success Secrets Revealed. Mm-hmm. And it'll show them how to write a compelling talk that leaves their audience wanting to know more, and it'll help them stay top of mind and get those raving fans that we were just talking about and become sought after in their area of expertise. So it's really helpful information in terms of how to create a speech, to craft it and deliver it, and really help them grow their business.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a great download, actually. Can I ask, getting onto this topic of Red Hot Presentations and being the speaker that you always dreamed of being, etc., what actually made you get into this field in the first place?
Well, as a child, I was very much afraid of speaking in public. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fears, and when I was around people, I just shut down. And I didn't speak up. I tried to just hide. And eventually, I survived those early years. I put myself through college, and I graduated with a degree in marketing. Mm. And when I took my first position as a marketing associate, I was great at putting together marketing campaigns. But the vice president of marketing took notice of my work, and he said to me, "You are great at what you do, but you will never excel in this company if you don't learn to speak up." Mm. Yes, and just hearing those two words, speak up, it just filled me with fear. Mm. And I remember just staring at him in silence. I could hear my heart pounding, but I couldn't speak. And finally, he said to me, "I will groom you." And he became my self-appointed mentor, my coach. And whenever I was in a meeting and there was something up for discussion, somebody asked a question, he would come behind me and he'd whisper in my ear, "Speak now." Speak now. Two words that just gave me the permission to speak that I never had before.
Wow.
And yes, and so I tried. It was scary at first, but I tried, and I started contributing to the meetings, and I spoke, and it was amazing. But my career just started to soar. It took off, and I was promoted to marketing manager, and the CEO started noticing what I was doing, and I started having meetings with him, and I was rapidly promoted to marketing director, and I addressed other C-level professionals and executives in the company, and I spoke with the employees every month, and I really helped change the direction and focus of the campaigns and marketing approaches that we were doing, and my career just blossomed. And it's all because I learned how to speak up. It's all because of those early days. And then it was interesting, I also found another outlet for my voice, and that was acting.
Wow.
Yes, and I auditioned for a children's theater group.
Yep.
And I became one of the ensemble members of the cast. And it was fun delighting the children. I also did some movies in the area that were filmed in my geographic area. I'm in the Philadelphia area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fun being in different scenes with different stars and watching how they scripted their scripted lines and how they brought them to life. And it was just an amazing opportunity to watch words on paper become so much more as they delivered their speeches and their lines.
Yeah.
So that was a nice school for me because I learned a lot.
Who were some of those actors that you were alongside of?
I remember meeting Danny DeVito and Joe Piscopo and Penn and Teller, and Brian De Palma was the director in one of the movies. And I remember I did a scene with Estelle Getty where we got to cross paths as she rushed into this cab.
Mm.
It was just a lot of fun.
Wow, that sounds like it's a bit of a buzz.
Yes, it was. And then I also got to do live television.
Yeah.
I pitched a series to a producer, and she said, if I like you, I'll give you a show, but if I love station. And this commercial aired 3 times an hour, every day for a year. And basically, it positioned me as a hometown celebrity. And when I stopped and thought about all of these experiences, from the days when I couldn't speak, from the mentor who stood behind me and said, speak now,
yeah,
the different acting experiences, I just put it all together and I said, I can help other people achieve what I achieved and have it happen much quicker. So I created my Get Noticed with Red Hot Presentations program.
Yeah.
So that people can learn to speak up and step into their confidence and use their voice.
Mm.
And really learn to make a name for themselves in their niche, in their area of expertise.
Wow, that's really good.
My journey.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've actually turned a shyness issue or an introversial issue into something where you could really help others as well.
Yes, and it's very rewarding to watch other people come out of their shells the way I did. It because it is scary. I mean, public speaking, it is the top fear, actually.
Mm.
3 out of 4 people have a fear of public speaking. So
wow.
It's something that we can overcome. The key is to realize that the speech isn't about us. It's not about us. It's about our audience.
Mm.
So when we make that connection in our mind, it makes it a little easier.
Yes.
So, yes.
So you've got a bit of a quiz here asking if you're a celebrity in your niche. And
yes.
I noticed there's a 10 or so questions here which you can ask, or 5 questions. Do you want to run through those?
Yes. Well, if you wanted to know if you were right now a celebrity in your niche, I have 5 questions, and all your listeners would have to do is answer yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
So my first question is, are you top of mind when a prospect needs someone in your area of expertise?
Mm-hmm.
Second question is, do you have raving fans offering a constant flow of referrals?
Okay.
Number 3 would be, do clients call you, eliminating the need for cold calls?
Yep.
Number 4 is, do you have a full calendar for your services?
Mm-hmm.
And number 5 would be, do you have a waiting list for your programs or services? And the way to score the responses, if you have 4 to 5 yeses, then you are a superstar. You're right there where you need to be.
Yeah.
And if you have 2 to 3 yeses, then you are on your way to being a hometown celebrity.
Right.
And if you only have 0 to 1 yes, you know, it's okay. It just means that it's time to change your approach and reach for the stars.
Okay. Well, that's quite neat, actually.
Yeah.
And I suppose you could apply that whether you're a local business down the street that's selling lawn mowers or a plumber, or you could be a person with this great widget in a shop, or an online business.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter the business that you're in, as long as you can speak about it, as long as you use your authentic voice and your knowledge and expertise to communicate what you do, it can be in any field at all. That's
wow.
The beauty of it. Yes.
Yeah. So if I wanted to become a celebrity in my niche, that people do reach out and want to call me and reach out for my attention, then do you have any action plans that you could put into place for this?
Yes. Well, the first thing you need to do is to decide that you want to be famous in your niche, a little bit famous. And then you need to really think about your image. How will you stand out? How can your look differentiate you from your competition?
Mm-hmm.
Because celebrities, they don't fade into the background.
Yeah.
So we need to create a memorable public image that's in alignment with our message and our personality. And then we want to promote that image in everything we do, our marketing materials, our website, our personal appearances, meaning when we get out and speak. This is what people will remember. So we need to decide on our image and then promote it.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to share our story because we need to know what our story is and we need to be able to share it with others. The way I told you my story,
yeah.
We all have a story. So that's what we need to share. People can relate to that because there's an emotional connection we have with stories. So we need to share that with others,
mm-hmm.
and people will be attracted to us through that.
And yeah.
We want to speak in sound bites. You know, people want to hear more, and we want to create this buzz about ourselves, but we don't want to be generic. So we want to create a character that's us,
mm-hmm.
and it has to suit our personality and our values.
Right.
That's very important. Another thing that we want to do is create a movement. We want to have a cause that we support. So we want to position ourselves for this role that we want to be known for.
Yes.
And I say think big and play big. And the thing to remember is that big dreams, they don't cost anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So this is your dream. You step into the role and claim it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, you'll connect with other people. You'll connect with the people who are in alignment with your message. And if it feels right for them, they will follow you. And that's how you build a fan base. That's how you get those raving fans.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have a message. You have to believe in something. Take a stand for something.
Mm.
And then that movement will create your name being out there. My movement is creating the new face of celebrity. I help people become famous by speaking. So that's my movement.
Okay.
The other thing is to create those paparazzi moments, you know. So I like to say use pictures to capture the personality that's you. And you can also use video, not just photography, but whatever you use, you should place it on your social media pages and on your website if you have one. The key is to let people know the real you. Let them see what you look like, and they start making that connection. And gather testimonials. You know, what are your fans saying about you? So you want to create that buzz, and that's what creates that celebrity status. So that's fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun, actually, creating paparazzi moments and stepping out of your comfort zone and just capturing it on video or photo.
Yes. And the other thing is to just get out there and speak.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, how often do you want to speak?
Mm.
And then you want to speak everywhere that fits your schedule.
Mm.
You should look within your geographic area and see what's comfortable for you.
Mm.
And then, you know, create a message and align with the audience that's in that geographic area. And the fun thing is eventually you'll get more and more speaking engagements.
Yep.
You'll be on stage with big name presenters. Maybe one day you'll even be the keynote speaker.
Mm.
So, you know, so you can get your name up on lights on the marquee or at least in the program booklet.
Yeah.
So it's all good. So
just on the line of speaking, if you've never got out and spoken in front of a crowd, one-on-one is a lot different. Are you suggesting people in your niche invite some people from some sort of fan base, whether it's Facebook or your local clubs or whatever, and get out that way to start with?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Starting small, starting with networking groups, it's ideal. And it's nice when you are in groups where people know you. Perhaps that'll help you feel more comfortable.
Mm.
Absolutely, it could be one-on-one or one-to-many.
Mm.
It's the goal is just to get out there and speak and share your message. Yes.
And I suppose
that's how you become known.
Yeah, and I suppose if you've got some testimonials to back up what you've done and created in the past, it would certainly help.
Oh, absolutely. And if you can even have other people share out loud in the audience, if you have people they can share testimonials that way instead of them coming from you, having it come from actual audience members, that's very powerful.
Mm. Oh, that sounds really good, actually. Great advice in that respect. And what about online? What about some sort of website or some sort of, I don't know if you've mentioned that before or not, I'm just...
Yes, if you can have a website, that's ideal. And if you can have it in your name, a domain with your name, that's very, very powerful. But say you have a common name and the domain name is taken, you can always say the Bob Brown.
Ah, yes.
Bob Brown author, Bob Brown speaker. You know, if you have a common name, you can do something like that. So it's good to have a presence online these days because people do search online for everything. You will come out as an expert.
Yeah.
And you'll show up in the searches, which is very important.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Judy, this is really good stuff. I tell you what, these are absolute gemstones which everyone can use in their business. We're going to just take a short break and we'll be back in seconds to find out more of this exciting story.
Stuck in a rut with your business venture or position at work? You now have the opportunity to break through that invisible barrier that is somewhat holding you back. Implement this proven laws of success with the Absolute Master Teacher. Watch your level of success skyrocket in a matter of days. Simply go to mywealthyweb.com/the-laws. That's mywealthyweb.com/THELAWS and download your copy today. This is one decision that you will be truly thankful for. That's mywealthyweb.com/the-laws.
Welcome back. We're with Judy Cohen from redhotpresentations.com and we're talking about how to become a celebrity in your niche. What happens if you think that your business alignment or your business opportunity is not that great? What do you offer, or what do you suggest to people to do when they think, well, I can't really offer anything to other people?
Well, everybody has a story. So we should start by looking at your story. What are you good at? What have you done, you know, your whole life? Because it really shapes who you are and what you offer And we all have something amazing to offer the world that's unique to us.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find that, we should try to be as authentic as possible, not copy other people, but do what feels right in our skin and communicate our message and communicate it out loud.
Mm.
Because we all have something that we're good at.
Yes.
And if we feel comfortable with that and if we're passionate about that, it'll come across when we speak about it to others.
Yes.
And we can build a business around that. But it's really digging deep and seeing what you're passionate about, because it'll be so much easier to speak about it than if you did something that really didn't resonate with you.
Yeah. So passionate about something is probably the key there.
I think it is. Mm. I think it is. Because then we can use our authentic voice and everybody will buy into our message because it's so truthful for us.
Mm. And, yeah, whenever you speak something like that too, you've got to be truthful to yourself, and that way you can really speak with some real motivation behind you and some real belief in what you're saying.
Yes, yes. And then once you know your message, then you'll know who your ideal client is.
Mm.
Because the goal isn't to speak to everyone. When people are famous, they don't appeal to absolutely everyone. Nobody does.
Mm.
They take a stand some way. So you find your niche. You find what you're good at, and those are the people you'll attract.
Mm.
So you just want to have a specialty.
Oh, absolutely. Especially if you want to become a celebrity in your niche, Det, in that way.
Yes, absolutely. We need to make our mark.
Yes. Now, I've noticed also you've got some other tips on being successful as a speaker. Do you have time to go through some of them?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I've noticed you've got probably up to about 9 secrets or 9 special tips, which we could maybe go through.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. The very first thing is that we should start with a strong opening.
Mm-hmm.
That's success tip number 1. Never leave the opening of a speech to chance.
Right.
It should be carefully scripted, and I suggest that people memorize the opening because the wording is so important.
Yes.
When you start speaking to an audience, you just have a few seconds to get them out of their heads and focus their attention on you.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really important. You can tell a startling fact or statistic. You can do a thought-provoking statement. You can try humor, only if you're good at it. But I think what's really powerful is to start with a story.
Mm-hmm.
Because people love stories because they're so emotionally involving.
Mm.
And what you do is you just visually create a scene that people can immerse themselves in.
Mm-hmm.
So you let your words paint a picture that moves your audience to the edge of their seats.
Mm.
You want them hanging on every word, and you want them to want to hear more.
Mm.
So we engage our audience by activating their imagination.
Ah, oh, yes.
That's the first tip.
Yep.
The second tip I'd share is that they need to practice. Practice, practice, practice. Because delivering a good speech requires practice. Now, I said to memorize the opening. You don't have to memorize your whole speech.
Phew.
But you should know what you're going to say.
Yes.
You should be comfortable with your material. So practice is the key. And also, it'll calm your nerves.
Mm.
And I think when people practice, they should read their speech out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we see on the paper and then when we say it out loud is not always the same.
Mm.
And we want the wording to be natural and comfortable. So I always recommend that people speak out loud as they practice their speech and go for a conversational tone, not a monologue, because people will tune out if you drone on. And if you don't vary your tone, they will not be very interested.
Yes.
So you wouldn't feel comfortable saying your speech and practicing your material. Another tip would be to create a signature speech. your hometown celebrity signature speech.
Yeah.
And that's a speech that represents who you are and the message that you want to be known for.
Yeah.
Because when you give this speech on a regular basis, it's what makes you memorable, and it helps position you as the expert on your topic.
Mm-hmm.
People will start talking about it, that they heard you speak on your topic, and word will get around. For example, my signature speech is helping people become famous in their niche by learning how to become great speakers.
Mm-hmm.
So people need to know what their message is and what they want to share and what they'd like to be known for.
Mm.
And then develop that speech that represents what they do.
Yeah.
And then share it, yes. And they will connect with their audience with their personal message.
I think that's the key, yep. Isn't it? Connecting with the audience there.
Absolutely. Connection and engagement is what will make a speech very successful.
Yeah.
Yes. And then you should also know how to prepare your speech. That's my success tip number 4, is to know the purpose of your message before you sit down and write your speech.
Ah, yes.
Before you take the pen to the paper, you start typing on the keyboard, you really need to research your audience. Because you need to know what they want to hear. It's not what you think they need to hear, but it's what they want to hear. It's the reason they're there.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's about them, not about us.
Exactly. It's always about them. So a little research to find out what their interests are, why they really are there to hear you, will go far. So preparing for your speech before actually sitting down and writing it is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to speak to your ideal client. That's my tip number 5, is to speak to your ideal client.
Yeah.
So who is that client you want to serve? Because you want to speak to audiences that are filled with your ideal client. Because you don't want to make the mistake of sharing your message with everyone. You really want to find that fit for you, because your area of expertise will really be targeted to certain audiences and not to all audiences. So you want to figure out which audiences would be the right ones to hear your message.
Mm. Mm. So you'd almost picture this person as a real person sitting in front of you, whether her name's Karen or his name is Bob or whatever it might be. You'd see him as a real person, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. In fact, you can create an avatar of your ideal client and really paint a picture of who they are and then write to that person as you craft your speech. And then you'll know where your client is. You'll know how to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And it will make it a lot easier. So absolutely.
Mm.
Yes, I agree.
All right. What's next?
Well, the next tip would be to have a concise message. You need to be very clear in your message. You need to know the points you want to address. You should also use nice short sentences. When you use complex sentences, you lose your audience. You need nice, brief comments.
Yeah.
And they should be very concise, because if people are confused, they stop listening. So you want to stay on your topic and speak in nice, clear.
That's almost talking in their language as well, so that they can understand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You want to just be so concise and they get it instantly.
Mm.
Yes. And yes, you want to talk never above an audience, but also not below them either.
Mm.
You really want that communication to flow between them and you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also important, my tip number 7 is to know the different ways that people learn, because we all learn differently. And if we only address one learning style, we're going to lose a lot of people in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is try to involve activities and learning methods that involve everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For example, our visual learners, they like to be shown how to do something. And they respond well to graphic images and props. Whereas our auditory learners like to have things explained to them. They need to hear you describe why a step is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are those that are analytical, and they need to be given examples of how things work.
Yes,
they
that's
like
right.
They like to think things through, yes. They like to ponder different examples.
Yeah.
Yes. And then the kinesthetic learners, they need activities. They need to actually sometimes get up and have something physical in terms of how they'll learn, an activity of some sort that involves interaction or movement is good for the kinesthetic attendees.
Yeah.
So every time you make a point, you need to find ways that include all of these different learning styles.
Yes.
So that you include everyone in your audience. It'll make your information retainable for the audience member, and you want your talk to be memorable. So that's something that's very important.
Yeah, I totally agree. You walk away from some speeches and go, I have no idea what they're talking about. And and other speeches, you go away and you think, wow, one or two points there really resounded home, and I really remember about mm-hmm. this point or that point, and it makes it so much more enjoyable too, doesn't it?
Yes, it certainly does. And a nice way to make things memorable is to have strong visuals.
Yeah.
You know, not a PowerPoint loaded with words, but just a strong graphic image or just some key headline that really drives home what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people will take away. When I see lots of text on the screen, I know people will just start tuning out. And you never want to do that. And you never want to read your slides to the audience. They can read a lot faster, too, than you can.
Yes.
If you're standing up there, and you will lose them within seconds.
Yes.
Yeah. That's something to think about.
That's a very good tip, that one.
Yes. I call it business karaoke, where people in business, they stand up and they read everything to their audience, and it's like, oh, okay.
That is a great way of saying that, actually. I'm going to use it if I may.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. And then, of course, another thing is always share your story, because people really do care about you. They want to know, who are you? Mm-hmm. Why should I listen to you? Why should I relate to you? And do you even know what I'm going through? Can you relate to me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to share your story. And that gives your message your unique voice.
Yeah.
And I always say, start with your struggle and your fears, and then share that aha moment, that turning point that put you on a new path. And
mm-hmm.
then you conclude with the happy ending and your present day success.
Yeah.
So it shows people what's possible.
Yes.
For them.
Yeah.
And then also, my tip number 9 is to memorize the close of your speech. Just the way I said to memorize the opening, I also say memorize the close, because the opening and close are the most memorable parts of the speech. And here is where you want to, in your close, you want to drive home that call to action, and you don't want to leave the wording to chance. So the well-written and delivered close is what the audience remembers.
Mm-hmm. Is that like a little summary or something, or is it just a little tidy-up message that they should walk away with?
Yes, you should summarize your key points if you can. And a nice way to do that is if you can tie it all up in a story that summarizes everything you shared with them and the key points you want to remember,
mm-hmm.
it's a really good way for them to create a visualization around what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So a story is a nice way to close a speech. But yes, it should be well-scripted and not left to chance.
Yeah, that is yeah, certainly great advice.
It'll be a strong close.
Yeah, yeah. So if we're selling something, like if we're giving a great speech for this and that, and you want others to come back to, let's say, a website, or to purchase something after the speech, or to see you at another venue something, then
mm-hmm.
you can't necessarily just come out and say, great, that's the speech over, now come and see us over here.
Right. No. Actually, there's two kinds of speeches. There's the educational speech, where you're just teaching information. Mm-hmm. And then there's the persuasive presentation where you want to sell something. If you want to sell it during your speech, what you need to do is seed your message throughout your speech.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your sales goal is, if you have a program that you want to offer, you want to talk throughout your speech in terms of relating to what you can offer in the program. You want to talk about the fears people have and the solutions that they're in search of, and then how you can offer it.
Mm-hmm.
You would then bring in the sales offer before the close. Right before the close, you make your offer.
Right.
Yes. It's not a speech where you just do a speech and then tack on a sales offer at the end.
Mm.
It actually has to be woven throughout.
Right. That makes so much more sense.
Yes. Yes. Then people will have that buy-in, and they'll believe you. Because you're trying to show them that transformation that will take place in them working with you. And throughout your speech, you take them on that journey of transformation. But they realize that if you have a 45-minute speech, there's no way you can help them solve all of their problems. And they've seen what a good job you did, and they know they can go further with you when you make your presentation. And you want to create that desire in them throughout your speech. So when you make that offer, they know that you can truly help them and they would like what you have to offer.
Wow, so that's really tying back to the tip number 4, where you said you have to prepare your speech. You have to almost know when you're going to lead into your sales pitch, if I could put it that way. Preparing is all the importance.
Absolutely. You need to know what you're going to offer, how you're going to offer, and how you want your points in your speech to support what you're going to offer at the end of your speech. Yes, it all needs to work together. So when you are preparing your speech, it's part of the process.
Great. Well, there are golden tips there, really are. And the way you've presented this, it really opens up, showing us that there is a simple way to do things if you know what you're doing.
Absolutely, yes. There's a process, and it's not difficult, and it's very effective.
Mm. So that'll really, really work well if you want to make a red-hot presentation and if you want to become a celebrity in your niche using these great tips that we've just talked about.
Absolutely. I believe that you can become a hometown celebrity in your niche. You become a little bit famous just by using your voice to share your expertise.
So for the sake of our listeners, first up, really go back and have a look at redhotpresentations.com, which is the website there, and you'll see that you can become some sort of celebrity. You'll see that you can actually open your voice up and be the person who will they remember your speech as well. These are really golden points there, Judy.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for letting me share them with your listeners.
Oh, they're really good. So if you want to get in touch with Judy, how would we go about that?
Well, they can go to my website, redhotpresentations.com, and my contact information is on the website. They can call me, they can fill out a web form, whichever they like, but they should also just download the free ebook that I have that will go into a lot of what we talked about tonight, and they'll have that as a resource.
So that free download is Speaking Success Secrets Revealed.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's very simple to get. So I recommend you go and grab that straight away, because it'll also show you that you can interact better just with doing business with one-on-one people as well. And that's what it's all about, building relationships and standing out as someone who does know what they're talking about. All right, Judy, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate your time tonight.
Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you and your listeners. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it, and no doubt our listeners will really appreciate it as well. Thank you so much for joining us from Business Video Marketing Strategies. I'm David. Until next time, bye-bye for now.